4:43 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Friday Mubarak morning, my beloved listeners of As-Safina to Ilal Janga, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah, my beloved wonderful listeners. 27 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. The 3rd of Sha'ban, 1444. Where is our beloved Fadilatul Ustad? Umslanga. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and our Riyaz Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe, peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verse number 44. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressing humankind, Am tahsabu anna aktharahum yasma'una aw ya'qilun? What do you think that majority of these people who don't believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they do not believe in the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And the articles of faith, Am tahsabu anna aktharahum, that what do you think and consider that majority of them, yasma'un, are they listening with the intention to accept the truth? O ya'aqilun, or are they using their intelligence and intellect? So Almighty Allah wants we must listen. Listen to what? The wahi, the revelation, which comes directly from Almighty Allah Jalla wala. And which is the direct speech of Almighty Allah, the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters of the noble Quran, or the wahi revelation that comes to the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter number 53, verses number 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ In huwa illa wahyu yuha, he the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation sent to him, which we call the sunnah mubarakah. Anna aktharahum yasma'un, either they listen and hear, or ya'aqilun, or they use the intelligence. Almighty Allah informs us in another place, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ The people who are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, the justice system of Almighty Allah, then on that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, they will say, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ If only we heard the revelation, or we use our intelligence and intellect and our common sense, which is not so common nowadays, then ma kunna fi ashabi sa'ir, then we should not have been the companions of the fire. Then Almighty Allah goes on and says, in whom illa kal an'am, they are like animals. Today you see, human being has debased and degraded themselves to the level of worse than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ They're even worse than animals. Animals would not go to the same gender. But today's modern human being, the Western countries and democracies, with their satanic agenda, They say Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve, and they're going to the next step already in certain places and countries, and they want to legalize incest. A father can sleep with his own daughter, mother with her own son. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So in whom illa kalanam, bal hum adallu sabila. They are the same ones. They are gone far, far astray from the path which Almighty Allah has chalked out for them. Today is the Mubarak, blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday. So mashallah, we should be reading abundant salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember that 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Muhammad Afu with Mawzaid Khan. 11:35 South African time, we will link up with Makkah Mukarramah. And there the khutbah and sermon will be delivered by Sheikh Sudais, and we will translate it. And thereafter the Jummah lecture, inshallah, at Avondale Musalla, 12:15 the Azan, and 12:20 the talk will start, inshallah. And then tonight after Maghrib in Scottsboro, inshallah. I am here in Umslanga, and right outside under the sky in the garden, and maybe you're hearing some noise. You might be thinking it's raining. Nay, it is ANC and no current, and it is load shedding. So all the hotels here, mashallah, their generators are blasting away, and you can hear the noises from all sides. You can hear the noise of the ocean also. Wonderful, beautiful weather here in Durban. May Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. I was speaking to my sister and them last night, and for 3 days or so, they don't have electricity power at all. No daytime, no nighttime in Ispingo Beach. Almighty Allah have mercy on all those who are really, really going through difficult time. And you know, our ladies preparing their samosas and bhajjas and whatever else. So that is their greatest concern. Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Let us take you throughout the world and show you that the news, views, and interviews. United States is increasing its troops to Taiwan. So they say the Chinese invasion. So one side, they're busy with Russia. On the other side, they want to get busy with China. But obviously, when China and Russia come together, then it will spell big problems for the U.S. NATO issues China a warning. NATO are the puppets of America. So even this whole war going on is a proxy war. And that is they fighting on behalf of America. America is too frightened to come alone. The Taliban whooped them, lashed them, and gave them a lesson, which Trump said was the worst defeat in the history of America. So therefore, they will keep on using other people. Israel, the haramis, and you must remember the apartheid terrorist regime, their economy is shrinking and suffering. The shekel is losing value. And now you must remember Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and his henchmen, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and Snotrich and so forth, that they're going ahead and they want to undermine the judiciary. So major companies will pull out, and inshallah, that will weaken Israel. And you see that BB and his judiciary, it was a coup for the BDS movement, the boycott, disinvestment, and sanctions movement. Go read the article of Gideon Levy there, mashallah, in the Haaretz. And he writes excellent, and, you know, from a Jewish perspective, but at least he writes what is just to a great extent. The haramis and the illegal entity called Israel, apartheid terrorist state, Hitler's children, attack Gaza once again. And what will they tell you? The Western media know that the people from Gaza shot rockets. They won't tell you that the occupation is taking place for 75 years by the squatters and by the settlers. So everyone who's a settler, remember, is a legitimate target in Islam. One settler, one bullet. They won't tell you all that, how many children they murdered and killed, how many people are in jail, and without any reason, detention without trial. That is Israel, the haramis. You see, when you study Hollywood and you study the politicians, then there was a person, he was a master of the film industry, according to the media, Harvey Weinstein, and the politician used to grope over him, and he is now put away in Los Angeles for 16 years for rape. These are the people, go read their lifestyle, and you will see what a sordid lifestyle they lead. But the sad part is the Ummah are now addicted to Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and all the shaitans. Our Taliban in Afghanistan, Jazahumullahu khaira, they're keeping the flag flying of the Muslims and waging jihad against the enemies. So now Russia has joined them, Iran has joined them, and they're having joint investments. And now today, 24th of February, remember is the day the invasion took place of Putin against Ukraine, and 100% he was justified. NATO wants to expand its territory and use Ukraine as a launching pad. So he was very smart, Putin. Before they could attack him, he attacked them. And he tore the whole Ukraine to pieces, and the Western powers cannot do anything. Do you know in the United Kingdom, already there's a shortage of vegetables and so forth. And Sunak, the Indian, cannot do anything about it. That is what you see in the whole Europe is suffering. And because they want to become the puppets, you must remember, of America. And remember Oman. Oman is now made and full diplomatic ties and established full diplomatic ties with the Vatican. And they have given airspace clearance to Israel. So that was a bad move on behalf of Oman. But end of the day, this Arab ten-pot dictators, you don't expect much from them. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wailul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arab," meaning the leaders and so forth. The people obviously oppose all this, but you must remember the hadith is sahih and authentic in Muslim Sharif. And the last one, yesterday they had a vote in the United Nations Security Council, and majority countries voted against Russia, but you see China abstained, India abstained, South Africa abstained. So that was a good move to humiliate America and NATO, and remember to humiliate Israel. Against Israel, there was 100% unanimous vote in the Security Council as far as the 15 members go. Each one of them voted and said that the illegal expansion there in the West Bank and other places is unacceptable. So to show that occupation is terrorism. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us on this Friday, and Almighty Allah help this Ummah wherever we are. Gee.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that can anybody make a statement saying that he is a benefit to Allah because he helps the poor and looks after the sick? Should this person renew the kalima, Ustaz?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If any person thinks that he is helping Allah Ta'ala, or he thinks that Almighty Allah needs him, and that is his notion, then such a person is out of the fold of Islam. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 112, verse number 1 and 2, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Say, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that He, Almighty Allah, is one alone and unique. Allahu Samad, Almighty Allah, is totally independent. He does not need anybody, any creation, anything, at any time, in any place, in any circumstances. Where were you? Where you were not even born, and Almighty Allah was sustaining, nourishing the universe. After your death, Almighty Allah will continue doing so. So any person who thinks like that and believes like that is out of the fold of Islam. The Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews, they used to say, enshrined in the noble Quran, when it was mentioned, spent in the path of Allah, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. The Jews said that the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala are fastened up. What he's telling us that we must spend on creation? Why he don't spend? So Almighty Allah cursed them And Allah Ta'ala said, Hullat aydihim, and their hands are fastened. Therefore you say, Ye asinach, Nets was a church. You are stingy just like a Jew, is a saying, because of this verse. Walu'inu bima qalu, and they are cursed because of what they said. So cursed by Almighty Allah. Therefore they are not a selected nation, a chosen nation. They are a cursed nation. So you, my brother, if you're a Muslim and you made these type of remarks, you must make tawbah, you must repeat your kalima, you must repeat your nikah if you are married. Nobody does Almighty Allah a favor. All the bounties, favors we enjoy. Yeah, I'm sitting outside and mashallah speaking to you, people throughout the world can hear. It's not we. Everything comes from Almighty Allah. Hada min fadli Rabbi. It is only solely the grace of Almighty Allah. Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. It is the mercy of Almighty Allah. Never attribute it to yourself. Then Almighty Allah will decimate and annihilate you, brother. So make tawbah, repeat your kalima, and repeat your nikah as well.
Sister Tilly says, morning to you, AK. I hope you are having a lovely time in Umhlanga. She says, being a non-Islamist, can I do what Muslims do, like slaughter a sheep during your second Christmas? And also, I want to know why you have two Christmas celebrations. Sister Tilly, Ustad.
My sister Tilly, we enjoy the wonderful weather here in Durban, in Umhlanga. And, you know, I have so many family members here. I'm married here in Durban as well. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Almighty Allah, reward them all. They go out of their way to make our lives so comfortable. My sister Tilly, three issues. Anything of Islam you want to practice on, you are welcome. So now in 26 days, 27 days, inshallah, we'll be fasting. So you say, Madam Tilly, let me try one day that I will also fast. And I will fast from 1.5 hours before sunrise, right till sunset. No eating, no drinking, no relationship being with husband and so forth. And just you give it a try. So we got no objection. We will encourage that. So you will get the halawa, you'll get some taste of Iman, of Islam. So you want to practice that, celebrate our Eid. So you see our Eid and our celebration is not like the non-Muslim. When you have your Christmas, when you have this, you have that. So what happens there is wine, dine and swine, all in the name of Jesus. So people will be busting crackers and fireworks and all that, which is a menace to society and a menace to the animals and so forth. So in Islam, my sister Tilly, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, that when you are the one, you are fasting, you complete the period of fasting. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and then you glorify the name of Almighty Allah on the day of Eid al-Fitr. Now we're going to perform our prayer. We say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. We praise Almighty Allah the most. And why do we go out for prayer, the celebration? Wa la'allakum tashkurun. So that you will be grateful, thankful, Ya Allah, that you kept us alive so that we were fasting. We were reciting the Quran. Fasting is a duty. Mm. Reciting the noble Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. And we gave our charity. We did our best, Ya Allah. Now we go out to thank you. A day of gratitude. Chapter number 2 and verse number 185. And then regarding the issue of sacrificing, slaughtering. Chapter 108 and verse number 2. Faswalli li rabbika wanhar. Go out and perform your salat, Eid al-Adha salat, and thereafter sacrifice the animal, whether it's the camel, whether it's the cow, whether it's the goat, whether it's the sheep. So why do we do that? Because the greatest aspect and dimension of Hajj has just been concluded. The 9th of Zulhijjah, Al-Hajju Arafah. Mm. The day of Hajj, the day of Arafat, is the pinnacle of Hajj. And once that day is finished, then remember the next day is Eid. So our celebrations are connected and related to great acts of worship, either fasting or the pilgrimage, and it is an act of gratitude. So that is what we do. We don't have wine, dine, and swine. We don't have busting of crackers and fireworks. We don't have all these haram and unlawful illegal activities. So that is Islam, my sister. You're welcome to practice any aspect of Islam, but learn Islam from the correct sources.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Sister Amanda, she says that, are you Muslims allowed to predict the future? So why do you guys plan ahead? Sister Amanda, Ustad.
Obviously, we have to predict, we have to prepare for the ahead. So, for example, now a person is going to fast now for Ramadan. So now you know we have to feed the poor. We have to give out charity, all that. So now you calculate how much zakat, how much compulsory charity you're going to be giving out, and so forth and so on. So that is not only permissible, it's highly recommended and it's compulsory that we have to do that. So if you mean that type of preparation, so that is 100% permissible. But if you mean the preparation in 2030, I'm going to do this, 2040, I'm going to do that, in 2050, I'll do that, that's not permissible. We don't even know that whether we will see sunset today or not, or sunrise today. So therefore, to plan long, long ahead for 20, 30, 50, 100 years in Islam, that is tulul amal, that is waste of time as far as we are concerned. Things can change any day. But the things that we have to do, that we have to prepare, my brother, my sister.
I see Luke says, but how do you think Donald Trump will be remembered in 25 years from now? Luke, Ustad.
Maybe we all dead by that time. You don't know, because you must remember Putin, America, Russia. There might be a nuclear over China and so forth. So remember that Trump will be remembered as a controversial, maverick character. So remember he told the Saudis that you have to pay protection fees. You can't even last for 2 weeks without the help of Americans and so forth. So obviously the Israelis will remember him as the person who moved the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And he stole the land of the Golan Heights. He is a narcissist. He is an egoist. Remember that Sayyidina Umar is never a narcissist. People who made the same statements have to make public tawbah and repent publicly. So remember, Trump was a narcissist and an egoist. He just wants his name to shine everywhere. So the Golan Heights of Syria, he said Trumpites. And then there, if you go to Jerusalem and see the American embassy, you will see his name is there. But he was a liability as far as we're concerned, you must remember, because he was a pro-Israeli, and every American president who came since World War II till now is a war criminal. They always were busy with war somewhere and somewhere. In his time in Afghanistan, they were busy. So you must remember that we don't have good words for him. We consider him to be a maverick character and an egoist.
I see Tulani. He says, morning, AK. Why did South African whites, they vote to end, to finish apartheid in 1992? Ustad.
You see, my brother Tulani, you just have to turn the clock backwards. So there were sanctions, there were embargoes and so forth and so on. I remember very well, Tulani, you were not even born that time 50 years ago. My father, my mother, myself, we had to go from Johannesburg, Heidelberg to Durban. And then there was an oil embargo. Because you must remember, Israel were catching it and were defeated by the Egyptians. Then Americans came in. And then they have the Israelis. So King Faisal of Saudi Arabia, he was a man of Iman and faith. He was very, very upset what America did. He said, fine, I close the taps. No more oil for you. And in that way there, they all started suffering and feeling the pinch. So if the Muslim countries, Arab countries have that faith and conviction, even today they can do it. But they're bootlickers. So once you have sanctions that are biting, embargoes and so forth, so that is what happened, you must remember, to the white man, apartheid and so forth. They saw they can't continue with that. P.W. Botha was told that you better change. He never changed. And then the Klerk came and he realized, you must remember, that time is up. That is how the world looks at it. But we as Muslims, we look at it from a different perspective, my brother Tulani. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us. Sorry about that. Almighty Allah informs us. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Anything based on falsehood, it must perish. Write it down now, today, Tulani, Friday, 3rd of Shaban, 24th February. Communism fell, socialism fell, apartheid fell. Israel will fall in your lifetime, inshallah, and in my lifetime. The Zionist apartheid regime will be known to be Hitler's children and the people who are murderers and occupiers and the biggest terrorists on this earth. So that is what system Allah is. You see, I'm here by the ocean, Tulani, and you can hear the sound of the ocean and you can hear the sound of the generators. You know, it's all Africa. So look at the ocean, my brother Tulani. What you see? فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. It's for the bubble and the foam on top. So that will just disappear. That is a symbol of falsehood. It cannot sustain itself. It can't continue. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. As for the water beneath the bubble and the foam, that is an asset to humanity. فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So that will always remain. So Islam, the truth, the haq will always prevail. And the batil and falsehood, all will perish. America will perish. The Arab ten port dictators will perish. Israel will perish. Whole lot haramis. And if you don't know what harami means, a big B. So that is what is meant there.
Somebody says, Ustad, that I see that the Sikhs of India are giving Modi a hard time. Should the Muslims support the Sikhs, Ustad?
You must remember the Sikhs are saying we want our own country and we want our own independence. And they are mobilizing themselves and so forth and so on. We will not say that they must go and assist the Sikhs and so forth. Once you start doing that, then you start compromising on your Islam. They say, no, they do this for us, then we must do that for them. So then they will say they want to come to your mosque and you will have to go to their places of worship and so forth. So you must remember, you can agree that on one point, that the Modi government is a terrorist government. The Modi government is an apartheid government. They have removed India from being a secular state and the biggest and largest democracy in the world to Hindutva, a nationalist and a fascist government. And minorities, remember, mean nothing to them. They can go and demolish a mosque and masjid. They are doing that currently in various places. They can go in and bring in the army in Kashmir and so many other parts. And the judges and police are all pro-Modi and so forth. So that is what they must do. The main thing they have to do is they have to expose and name and shame them. See what BBC did with Modi and company, that it showed the world that what a thug, and he was the butcher and is the butcher of Gujarat 20 years ago, and thousands of Muslims were killed. He gave these people 3 days to go and rape our women, murder our children and people. So that is Modi's, you must remember, legacy. America, after that incident, said for 10 years he will not be given a visa to enter America. But once he became prime minister, you know, politics is expediency. So that is what happens. But the Sikhs and the Muslims all and Christians must unite on one point, show the world what Modi and his BJP and RSS are doing, and go see who the person who murdered, you must remember, Gandhi. Who murdered Gandhi? It's the same people, RSS and so forth. There's a big debate going on now. Some of them want to remove Gandhi's, you understand, legacy, and replace it with the person who murdered Gandhi among the BJP. Go and read about it, you will see.
Ustad, I've got a brother, Kurt. He says that, I hope you remember him. That's what he says here. And he says that, how come 22 Arab countries don't team up against Israel for Palestinians? Kurt, Ustad.
That is the complaint we have, my brother. Because the Arab countries are only for themselves. Half the time they're fighting among themselves and so forth. Don't you remember Saudi Arabia, Emirates, that is having sanctions and so forth against Qatar? Don't you remember that they said they're going to have regime change in Syria? Don't you remember that how the Saudi Arabia, Emirates are attacking Yemen? So this is the ploy of the Americans and the white man and the white hegemony, divide and rule. So what they do with divide and rule, you must remember that they will play one against the other. So therefore, these Arab countries, my brother Kurt, if you think they are totally independent, then you're living in Alice in Wonderland. They all are just satellite states. You must remember that they are under America or under Russia or under some superpower, as they call themselves, and they have to carry out their laws, which they tell them. If they don't do so, then there will be regime change, and then you will see bombs and all that flying. They will use Iran. So Iran is a scare tactic for them. They will tell the Arab regimes, you know what? Iran is coming for you. You better buy arms from us, and so forth and so on. So hopeless, useless, impotent, good for nothing, as far as the Arab countries go. And that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, himself said, "Waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs." And let me tell you, their people despise them and hate them, but they are dictators and brutal dictators. You see how I'm speaking now. If it's an Arab country, they'll have their hitmen and shoot me finish. End of the story. So that is why we need to know that the Arab countries will never unite, because they are cursed by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad. Gee, carry on, Dr. Junaid is here. But we carry on with our program, inshallah.
I've got a brother, Jacko. He says, so you're telling me, AK, is there still resentment in South Africa towards the British? Jacko, Ustad.
Manuel Jacko, who handed? Manuel Jacko from the British. So obviously there will be resentment. You can't colonize people and then expect them, the people who are colonized, to love you, you know. So you see that the British Empire, when we were in primary school, they used to brainwash us and make propaganda and say the British Empire is so great, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Today they can't even say that the sun is shining there, that they kicked out from Brexit and the United and the Europe and what have you. And they are shrinking all the time. I told you just now, even shortage of vegetables there in the UK and so forth. So therefore, we agree with Shashi Tharoor. Shashi Tharoor is a great speaker, and you must listen to his, you know, his analysis of things. He said that all their museums there in Britain, we must call it Chor Bazaar. They stole from everywhere. So you must remember they're having the coronation of King Charles, but he will not be, and Chameleon, his wife, will not be wearing the Kohinoor and that, because it was stolen, you must remember these things there. So we can't be so naive and so simple, you know. So one side, you colonize us, and then it's like Israel, they colonize, they set the mentality, and then they want the Palestinians to love them. No, how can that ever happen? You have to fight for your liberation. So, Manjar Jaku, that can niswa khabir ni manjar, that remember you still may land and dance near Alas is rech, near Alas is near rechni. So, you have to say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues.
I see, brother Ezekiel says, if Israel and Iran were to go to war, AK, how will it play out? Who will be on each side? How do the weapons compare? Ezekiel, Ustad.
My brother Ezekiel, to say Israel and Iran will go to war, it's people who are very, very naive, who are novices in politics, they will think this all saber rattling. If you take a 2 rand coin, 5 rand coin, and you put Israel one side, you put Iran the other side, for us, both our enemies, the Shias are not Muslim, and the Israelis is our worst enemy. And who brought about Shiaism? The father of Shiaism is a Jew, and this is written in their own book. Go open Rijalul Kashi, Book of the Shias, and there is written that the father and the person, founding father, is Abdullah bin Sabah, who was a Jew. So all this is saber-rattling, remember that. Why? Because they want more and more money from the Arabs. And these foolish Arabs don't realize these things. Yeah, that's a game they play. Iran will do this. Iran has now enriched the uranium up to 85%. Anytime they're going to have nuclear bomb. Pakistan, such a poor country, got a bomb. You Arabs so hopeless, useless, you can put up World Cup 240 billion and so many billion and billion and put up towers and all that, good for nothing. Come, I tell you a quick story.
Mm-hmm.
I went to his grave, and in Iraq, his name is Bahlul. Bahlul is a Waliullah. So Harun Rashid came to Bahlul and told him, Ya Bahlul, O Sini, give me advice. So he, Bahlul, told Harun Rashid, you Rafa'at al-Tin wa Wada'at al-Din. You took the sand and you put it right on top of your palaces and castles. The Deen, Islam, you're putting right down. Rafa'at al-Jas wa Wada'at al-Nas. You took the cement and you put it right on top. But the divine text and prophetic text, you are undermining it, putting it right down. In kana min amwalik, if it's from your own wealth, fa anta min al-mubazirin, then you are the brother of Shaitan and Satan and Lucifer. And if it is, wa in kana min amwalin nas, if it is from the public treasury and the people's money, fa anta min al-zalimin, then you're a tinpot dictator. Harun Rashid started crying. That sums up all these Arabs now. Jazakallah khairan. We will speak to you 11:35, inshallah. Sheikh Sudeh's khutbah. And then we will be in Avondale today for Jummah. Adhan 12:15, lecture 12:20. Tonight after Maghrib in Scottsboro, inshallah. Barakallah fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.